So there's this question that's to be asked. Is Shaytan a disbeliever? Why would you ask that question? Because, I mean, he knows Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He doesn't really deny Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's more of a pride and an arrogance on his part. So is Shaytan a disbeliever? Well, first and foremost, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers the question. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَبَا وَاسْتَكْبَرَ وَكَانَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ. That he showed pride and he refused and he showed pride. And he was indeed from the kafirin. He was from the disbelievers. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَكَانَ الشَّيْطَانُ لِرَبِّهِ كَفُورًا. All right, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that verily shaytan to his Lord is kafura, which is like, you know, an extreme level of kufr. It shows ta'ammuq in kufr. Extreme disbelief, right? Depth in disbelief. So he's not only kind of a disbeliever, he is as worse of a disbeliever as they come. So the idea is why? What makes shaytan a disbeliever? What makes him a kafir if he technically believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Well, I mean, first and foremost, there are different levels of disbelief and there are different ways to reject. Kufr really means to reject. In fact, you know, I think, there's no actual equivalent in the English language, at least, of kafir. All right? Is it a disbeliever? Well, what if a person disbelieves without knowledge and so on and so forth, never having Islam come to them? Is it a disbeliever in the sense of rejection? Is it a disbeliever in the sense of ingratitude, right? But really, it encompasses numerous elements, okay, into one. Now, the disbelievers in Mecca, they didn't deny Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's existence. Okay, in fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَيَقُولُنَّ اللَّهِ. If you were to ask them who created the heavens and the earth, لَيَقُولَنَّ اللَّهِ, they would say it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they had no problem acknowledging that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the heavens and the earth. They had no problem acknowledging that Allah created them. But they associated partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they had a different type of shirk. You know, in fact, the talbiyah, the way that they used, because, you know, they used to do their hajj in a certain way, and their umrah in a certain way. Because in essence, the people of Mecca basically diluted and corrupted the religion of Abraham and Ishmael, peace be upon them. When, as it came down to them, they added elements of shirk, they added elements of polytheism. So their talbiyah, what they used to say, their chants, they used to say, labbaik Allahumma labbaik, just like us. Here we come, O Allah, here we come. But instead of saying, labbaik la sharika laka labbaik, that we come to you without associating a partner with you, they would say, لَبَّيْكَ لَا شَرِيكَ لَكَ إِلَّا شَرِيكًا هُوَ لَكَ تَمْلِكُهُ وَمَا مَلَكَ. So they would say, we come to you, O Allah, without associating a partner with you, except for the partners that you have, that you own, and as well as their possessions. Meaning, Allah has associated partners to Himself. So they would say that these idols just bring us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there wasn't a denial of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but there is a deficiency in the way that they viewed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to a point that it becomes disbelief in polytheism. So when you look at shaytan, when you look at Iblis, okay, Iblis had some elements of belief, but he had a destructive element of disbelief which overcomes the other two. He had rububiyyah because he understood that Allah was his Lord. So the category of tawheed of rububiyyah, if you want to classify it that way, of lordship, he understood that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is his Rabb. He also understood the asma and sifat of Allah. He knew Allah's names and attributes. But what Iblis failed to do was, in the category of uluhiyah, he failed to acknowledge the lordship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is a form of major kufr as well. Al-Imam Ibn Al-Qayyim rahimahullah, he says the kufr of Iblis was not inkar. He said the kufr of Iblis was not a form of denial. He says, but the kufr of Iblis was iba and istikbar. It was to reject and to feel a sense of pride. To give you guys an example, to really put this in perspective, if you look at the obligation of salah, the obligation of prayer, by consensus of the scholars, if a person denies the obligation of salah, even if they pray five times a day, all right, now I want you to pay very close attention. If you pray five times a day, but you deny that prayer is an obligation upon you, you are a disbeliever by consensus. So you say, I'm just praying five times a day because it makes me feel better, it brings me closer to Allah, that's fine and dandy. But if you were to say, it's not an obligation, even as you pray five times a day, you are a kafir, you are a disbeliever by consensus. Okay? Whereas the one who might miss some prayers out of laziness, without denying the obligation, is still a believer according to some of the scholars. So that's a difference of opinion. But to show you that he's definitely in a better state than the one who's praying five times a day, but still denying the obligation, saying, yeah, you know, you don't have to pray five times a day, but I pray five times a day. That is kufr sarih. That's actual disbelief, because it's a form of rejecting the obligation. It's a form of pride that Allah didn't obligate this on me. It's denying the obligation. Okay. Whereas the other person has a deficiency, he's lazy, you know, and that's not to justify it, because, you know, in my opinion, the stronger opinion is that if you miss prayer, even out of laziness, that it still is a form of disbelief, but at least he's subject to controversy. At least he's still in the gray area. You don't want to be in that gray area. But the point is that what Iblis did was an outright form of disbelief, even as he knows Allah is there, even as he doesn't deny that Allah is the Lord of the worlds. Iblis has a sense of rejection and denial that makes him from the worst type of disbelievers.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I hope you enjoyed and benefited from this video. If you did, then please do share it. And if you'd like to follow the rest of the series, then please do click on the top box. And if you'd like to see all of the other episodes and the other videos we have to offer, then please click on the box under that. And don't forget to subscribe to the channel for more amazing content.